Yes, it's nice to have everyone fit again, apart from me, obviously. But, yeah, no, I think the defence is hopefully back for good. We've been harping on that for the last month and it hasn't really shown, but it was a good defensive effort on when we play Friday.
To put in a performance like that against a top-of-the-table team as well?
Yeah, no, it was good. Cairns are a quality opposition. They've been playing pretty good basketball over the last month or so. So to get a good win at home, back-to-back at home, is pretty good for us.
Facing New Zealand now, do you feel, and going into the playoffs, do you not fear anyone, like in getting into the business?
Oh, look, I don't think we feared anyone at any stage. You know, that's not a good position to be in if you don't want to play your opposition. I think, you know, on any given night, if we put things together, we can beat anyone. So it's a good position to be in, I think.
Is it a good time to face New Zealand, do you think, now that you've got that a bit of form back under your belt?
Yeah, look, our last four games were Cairns, Adelaide, New Zealand, and then Townsville. So it's good opposition coming into playoffs to play high-quality opposition.
As you say, games between you guys and New Zealand are often a bit fiery, but this time of the season, people jostling and trying to prove themselves for playoffs, are we expecting any couple of extra fireworks?
Oh, look, I think any time we play New Zealand, we've had quite the rivalry, you know, last half a decade or so now, it feels like. So any time you play New Zealand, it's always pretty physical, and they've got some big bodies in there too.
Do you like having them on your turf, I suppose, with 12,000 behind you?
Yeah, when you've got 14,000 people screaming Wildcats, it's definitely an advantage, yeah.
What did you take out of that game 2 weeks ago, over there, last time you played them?
Yeah, look, I think we stuck with them. But again, I think it was the defence that let us down. I think the first half, they were just getting layup after layup after layup, and you're not going to win many games like that. So I think, again, we've been harping on it. It's the defence that's going to win us games.
What was the secret to unlocking that defence? Is it just sort of Matty and Greg getting back, or was there something else?
Oh, look, that helps. I think Matty is definitely an underrated defensive player, the help he provides and the help on the boards as well. But I think, you know, I'm not sure the answer, but those two definitely help. But maybe, you know, a bit of desire or intensity, but it's great at the back.
So apparently you guys sort of bonded really well or had some frank conversations on that away trip. Is that...
Oh, look, any time you have a loss, you have to look at your performance and critique it, and you got to learn from it. And so I think we've been doing that for the month of January. Obviously, it wasn't a good month, but hopefully we've moved past that and you know, steps forward.
Obviously, defence, as you talk about a lot, has been a focus. You keep a team like Adelaide's Cairns to 50-odd points. Do you have sort of a focus now with the team sticking them to 60 or less throughout the year?
You know, we don't go in a game with a target saying we've got to keep them under this, but 54 points is a hell of a defensive effort. You know, you're going to win, I'd say, the majority of games if the opposition scores 54 points. So keep on playing defence and hopefully good things happen.
Do you have the belief that you can limit now any side to sort of 60 or less, though, given the fact that you can restrict Cairns to 50 points?
Oh, look, again, you know, some teams come in and shoot the bejesus out of it and there's nothing much you can do. But if, you know, you stick to your system, you force them into shots that you know and you want them to take, then, you know, hopefully it works out for you. Sometimes it doesn't when they're the better side on the day, but hopefully it works.
You touched on it before, and I know it's a long season, but was that loss to New Zealand like a little turning point for you guys heading into the business end?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was a turning point. We were on the road for quite a while. It was a long road trip. You know, and that's not an excuse or anything, but, you know, it was a long road trip, tough game, their place, and, you know, we had the belief that we were going to win it, but I think we were all tied up. It was pretty close to the half-time, but, again, it's the defence.
Are you more comfortable with where you sit in the championship race after this last couple of weeks?
Playoffs is a... Well, I don't think we've mathematically made playoffs yet, so we've still got three games to force a spot in there, but playoffs is a new season, as they say. Anything can happen, so hopefully first step is we make playoffs, and then second step is hopefully we take care of business.
It's been quite rare for a team in the NBL to win it from outside the top two. What gives you the confidence of bucking the trend, I suppose?
Yeah, look, it has actually. I think every year I've been in the league, I think the top team's won it, but, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. I mean, obviously home court advantage is an advantage, but at the end of the day, just because someone did it last year doesn't mean it's going to happen this year.